You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Here inside the Pat Bowen Fieldhouse, another edition of the Mailbag. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me. And it's all about quarterbacks this week. We'll start first with rookie quarterbacks in the draft. This question from T. Cuff. If Mayfield is most experienced and accurate quarterback in the draft, why would teams take Darnold or Allen beforehand? What does higher ceiling really mean entail in this case? Well, look, one thing I've talked about on Orange and Blue 760 is how with these quarterbacks this year, there's something for everybody. Some teams may like Sam Darnold a little better because he checks off a lot of the boxes that you're looking for in terms of pro-style quarterback. There are a lot of pro concepts in USC's offense, and certainly he's got the arm talent, makes a lot of outstanding throws. You can see that on the film. The thing you question about Darnold, maybe the feel in the pass rush, you want to be a little better, and also his windup and the way he places the ball, you want to fix that a little bit. But certainly the ceiling is high, and he's young. There's room for growth. Josh Allen out of Wyoming, obviously the best arm of these quarterbacks, I think, that you're talking about in the draft. Mike Mayock even said, hey, best arm talent since Jamarcus Russell back in 07, talking about pure arm talent and measurables, height, weight, all that. He's there, athletic, can escape the pocket, make plays on the run. So those are the types of things you're looking at. It just depends. What do you value in a quarterback? Are you concerned about height? Are you concerned about raw arm strength? Are you looking at accuracy? Are you looking at more of a controlled offense? Baker Mayfield may fit a team that isn't going to go vertical as often, but is looking for more of a controlled precision passing game, short to intermediate routes, and maybe having those run pass options. That's something he can do very well. So really, what you like depends on what you're doing as a team and also just what traits you find most important. I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean something bad against a quarterback if you prefer one over the other. It just depends what you like best. Like I said, something for everybody among these top four quarterbacks. Next question from Jordan Brantley. Simple, about Case Keenum. What type of player are the Broncos getting in Case Keenum? Let's talk about the character. He's a resilient player, certainly when you've been cut, when you've been kicked to the curb in the league and you keep bouncing back. He's shown that. Undrafted, breaking into the league, and he kept coming and, of course, earned a starting job in Houston in 2013 despite being undrafted, coming out of the University of Houston. Shows the kind of toughness that he has. He's got a high football IQ, can learn an offense very well, and he's fearless. He'll take the hits. You see on film from Minnesota, he'll stand in the pocket, he'll escape, and even though a rush is bearing down on him, he will stand in there, he will make the throws, he will give his receivers chances to get open. Certainly a lot of intangibles with Case Keenum. And the other thing, he will throw into tight windows. He doesn't need a big window to find an open receiver. If that guy has just a small crease, or even if he's in tight coverage, he trusts his arm enough to drop a pass in there. Now, sometimes, yeah, that may lead to an interception or two, but in spite of forcing the ball into tight windows, you know, he trusts his receivers, and he was one of the most accurate quarterbacks in football last year, despite really throwing into some tight windows. Says a lot about him. That's the kind of quarterback the Broncos are getting. He does have the threat of running the ball as well, so that's going to keep a defense off balance. And across the board, one of the most efficient quarterbacks in football last year. If he can carry his Minnesota form to Denver, the Broncos will be very happy with what they get at quarterback this year. Thanks for the questions. If you want to join us next week, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag. Find me on Twitter at Mace Denver. Listen to me every weekday, Monday through Friday, Orange and Blue 760. Me, Ryan Edwards, Ring of Famer Steve Atwater on 1st and 10 at 10. Talk to you next week.